Three ways private equity can drive transformation in SA. Mbingeni Madensela, partner at Resolve. Private capital remains one of South Africa's most effective levers for accelerating transformation within established companies, particularly in sectors that have struggled to expand opportunity through traditional corporate pathways. This is according to Mbingeni Madensela, partner at Resolve, who says private equity is especially well-positioned in this regard. The structure of private equity creates both the mandate and the mechanisms required to deliver measurable transformation, he explains. Because we work so closely with management teams and play an active role in the oversight and direction of portfolio companies, we are able to influence material change in a way that other financial ownership models often cannot. Against this backdrop, Madensela highlights three areas where private equity can play a catalytic role in advancing economic transformation across the country, these being areas that Resolve currently drives some of its transformation imperatives through. 1. Creating opportunities for young job entrants. South Africa's youth unemployment crisis remains one of the most significant structural barriers to growth. Private equity-backed companies, Madensela suggests, are well-positioned to absorb young talent because PE ownership typically helps to unlock a growth trajectory as well as clearer organizational structures. At the most junior levels of a business, you should have younger South Africans with less experience coming into the organization, he says. As the business grows, as systems improve, and as reporting capabilities mature, you can create space for entry-level roles that help young people gain their first real exposure to the workplace. He notes that youth hiring is often achieved through everyday business evolution rather than disruptive restructuring. This includes filling administrative roles with first-time entrants, using natural attrition to introduce new talent, and designing internal pathways that enable young employees to move through the organization over time. Since 2023, three new graduates joined Resolve's investment team as their first jobs. Each of them has since moved on to positions at FNB, Old Mutual, and Nedbank, respectively. 2. Supply chain transformation. Madensela says supply chain transformation is one of the most underutilized but high-impact levers available to private equity. Because PE investors sit on boards and influence long-term strategy, they can embed procurement objectives that support emerging suppliers without compromising operational performance. By virtue of sitting on the board, we can influence supply chain choices indirectly or directly, he explains. If a large portfolio company gives a smaller, black or women-owned supplier even 10 to 15% of its business, that supplier now has a guaranteed market. It can invest in new machinery, build capacity, and hire more people. That is where you see the economic multiplier. He stresses, however, that quality must remain the starting point. Management teams make the final call. The board sets the KPIs, and if those KPIs are achieved, management can be rewarded. But no business should sacrifice operational excellence. Transformation can be achieved whilst retaining commercial soundness. 3. Enabling more diverse executive teams. Private equity's influence on executive hiring is often the most direct transformation lever. Madensela says PE investors have a unique ability to shape leadership teams, not by enforcing quotas, but by ensuring that candidate pools are deliberately diversified. Private equity has arguably the best opportunity to help management teams diversify the C-suite, he says. If we agree that, for example, the next role must target someone of specific characteristics, then all candidates will be drawn from that population. It becomes a deliberate and structured process. Succession planning is central to this, Madensela adds. One proven way we can drive change in executive teams is through intentional succession planning. We look at the next layer of executives and ask whether they reflect the demographics of the country. If not, we work with management to plan for that over time. This approach is reinforced by global evidence. Madensela points to research from McKinsey & Company showing that companies in the top quartile for gender or ethnic diversity are more likely to outperform financially, and to Boston Consulting Group findings linking diverse teams with stronger innovation revenue. Locally, He notes steady progress, with SAVCA's latest P industry survey revealing that 23% of portfolio companies now report more than 50% black management, up from 14% in 2023. It is encouraging to see the industry continue to transform by incorporating diversity at a firm level and across portfolio companies. This is an ongoing process that requires regular alignment, deliberate action, and industry-wide accountability, Madensela concludes. Ends. Author at Imbingeni Madensela, Resolve Plus Posts Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.